Blog Talk Radio.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressmen because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties, says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fast on a rough road riding high.
You didn't build that.
Mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth with Obama. Shut up your mouth with Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fear.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry. But tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild. Like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed. But you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. We do not concern ourselves with the cost. The cost. The cost? Ah! Look, we're not buying a used car here. This is our freedom, damn it. Look, freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight? Don't be shy. 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. Now, remember, if you do want to speak tonight, make sure you press the number 1. It gives me a little icon, tells me that you want to talk. Otherwise, it tells me that you want to listen. And listening is okay. Listening is just fine. Now, remember, if you have a story out there where you have been tyrannized in any way, and I don't care by who. Doesn't matter by who. Lawyers, judges, cops, doctors, Walmart greeters. It doesn't matter. If you've been tyrannized, you've been tyrannized. You've got to get your story out there. Well, here's what you do. You get on Facebook. You type in the captain. It shows up news personality. You send me a little message. Captain, I've been tyrannized. I want to get my story out there. Guess what happens? You climb aboard and you get your story out there. It's that simple. That easy. And you've got to do it. Not just with me, but with everybody that you can find. Every newspaper, every blog talk radio program, every regular radio program, television, wherever you can. If you've got to stand on the street on a friggin' soapbox, well, then that's what you do. That's what you do. Does it suck? Does. Should you have to do it? No, you shouldn't. But you have to. It's just that simple. Look, your voice is important. If you don't use it, it's worthless. So let your voice be heard. All right, tonight, we were supposed to have our special guest, William Horowitz, but for whatever reason, he refused to respond to any communication I had with him all day, and he's still not on board, so I don't know where the hell he's at. I don't know if we're going to have a guest or not. Look, I don't like that crap, people. I'm sorry. But you're going to come on this program, you need to have communication with me, and you need to be prompt. I don't do that to anybody else. So, I mean, I don't know what the hell this guy's problem is. I don't know where the hell he's at, but I certainly can't talk about the topic that we're supposed to talk about tonight because I don't know anything. That's why I wanted to bring him on board. So we can talk about this, because I need to learn. You need to learn. We all need to learn. Most of America doesn't know how these delegates are, how this whole delegate process actually works. None of us know. Some of us think we know, but most of us really don't. And we've never really had to deal with it before. And this is the first year in a very, very long time, decades, that this has ever become an issue. Most of us don't know. We see things one way. We hear things one way. We hear the television tell us one thing. We see Facebook tell us another. We see this tell us another. We hear our friends tell us this. We hear those people tell us that. How it all works, we don't know. And every state is different. Every state is different. I mean, I know a little, but I don't know a lot. And I was hoping that our guest would show up. I mean, he confirmed to me that he was going to come on. But where is he? We don't know. I don't know how to do the show. I don't know how to talk about something I don't know anything about. I mean, this is ridiculous. I was told that this guy was the expert on delegates. Well, I mean, you would think if he's an expert on delegates that he would get an opportunity to come on the air, that he would come on the air on time. I mean, I don't know who the hell this guy thinks he is, but I mean, I don't know what the hell else to do here. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, even Sean Hannity didn't really know anything about the delegates. That's why he asked Ted Cruz, hey, how does this process work? And Ted Cruz got an attitude. And it ended up being a pissing contest. Well, because Cruz is arrogant. And that's what he is. So, I don't know what the hell to do tonight. I mean, I don't know where to go. I have no idea. Our guest is AWOL. Gave no communication whatsoever, refused to respond to me whether he was coming on or not. I know that he's seen the messages because he shared this show. So he shared it with all of his friends, but he doesn't show up. That's rude. Very rude. Mr. Horowitz, I don't know who the hell you think you are, but you can't be screwing around with me like this. So this is ridiculous. I don't care what your little excuse is. You should have been able to communicate with me and tell me that you couldn't come on. And I know that you've seen all this stuff. You shared the show. I posted the show, listened to the show at 8 p.m., and he shared it with all of his friends, but he doesn't show up. So if he thinks I'm really going to wait around all friggin' night for him, guess what? Ain't going to happen. Ain't going to happen. You are rude, you are inconsiderate, and you're never welcome on board this program again. You understand? Even if you were to call right friggin' now, you ain't coming on board this program. I won't put up with that. I've never done that to anybody. I never would even think about doing something like that to somebody. What the hell? What's the matter with you, Mr. Special Man? Huh? God damn it, I hate people like that. Oh my God, I cannot stand people like that. The whole world has to revolve around them. Well, no, the whole world does not revolve around you. The whole world does not revolve around one single person. Certainly doesn't revolve around me. I wish it did, but it don't. But, I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. I'm sorry. There's no excuse, Mr. Horowitz. There's no excuse for what you've done here tonight. And there are people on board here that want to listen to what you have to say. But where are you? Well, we don't know. You used to communicate with me all friggin' day. Matter of fact, even last week, you refused to communicate with me to let me know that you would come on. I had to get a message from somebody else that you confirmed to come on. But I know you see my messages because you shared this program on Facebook. So it's not like you didn't see it. So I don't want to hear it. Now we're 15 minutes into this program and you're nowhere to be found? What, you think you can just call in whenever the hell you feel like it? What are you, some kind of asshole? You don't do that. You don't do that not only on this program, but you don't do that on any program. I don't care who it is. It doesn't matter. You do not do that to people. What's the matter with you? Huh? Well, you don't respect me? You don't even know me. How the hell can you possibly disrespect me when you don't even know me? Man, I'm sorry, man, but you are way out of line, dude. You don't do that to anybody. Nobody. It doesn't matter. I don't care if it's on Blog Talk Radio or WABC. I don't give a shit where it's from. You don't do that to people. You rude little bastard. Well, you're out. You're never coming on board this program again. As a matter of fact, as soon as I get off these airways, which is going to be pretty soon, I'm going to defriend your dumbass. I don't know who the hell you think you are, but what's your problem, Mr. Special Man? I don't put up with that crap. I wish I could talk about what I wanted to talk about tonight, but I don't know anything. That's why I wanted to have my guest, but he's too special, I guess. He's going to call in whenever he wants to call in. God damn it, I hate people like that. Cannot stand people like that. I cannot stand people who think that they're special. I wish I was special. I wish I thought that I was special. At least I might be able to feel good once in a while. My God. I don't know why people have to think that they're, why people have to be so inconsiderate. So rude. I've never done that to anybody, and I never would. I never would even think about it. And if I was to come in late. Now, I've been on my friends at the Radio Jihad Network. And those are my good friends. And they're good people, and no, they're not a hate group. They're a love group, but, you know, you can't tell that to liberals. Because they speak the truth. So if you speak the truth, well, you hate. But I've been on board their programs, and they've been on board mine. We've never seemed to have a problem with communicating with each other. And why would we? Well, because we have respect for each other. None of us think that we are more special than anybody else. I'm sorry, Mr. Horowitz, but you're done. This is not something that you can just, I don't know who the hell you think you are or who the hell you think I am, but you happen to be wrong on both accounts. This is absolutely ridiculous. I don't put up with that crap. I'm sorry, but I don't. I don't put up with rude people, inconsiderate people, people who think they're special. But I'm not going to do it. All right, now I've got a friend of mine on board here who's not rude, who is not inconsiderate, and actually will have communication with me. He'll have communication with his guests. His guests will have communication with him. Why? Because he has respect, not only for other people, but for himself. So I want to welcome aboard my good friend, Mr. Joseph Gibson. Mr. Gibson, how the hell are you tonight? I'm not in a good mood, I'll tell you that.
I heard that, and that's why I called in. I wanted to listen, and like you said, that's rude and disrespectful. And actually, I did have that happen to me one time, but the guest did have a legitimate excuse, and he apologized, and he did communicate with me saying, hey, I might not be able to make it, so I understood. And last
That's one thing. But I haven't heard diddly-poo, and I got the communication with somebody else over the weekend. And I just thought that that was kind of rude that I sent him several messages last week trying to confirm that he would come on board. I got nothing. And then even today, I know that he's seen my messages because he took the show and he shared. You know, when you share your show on Facebook, well, he shared it to all of his friends. I seen it. So it's not like he didn't know that he was supposed to come on. And it's not like he didn't know that he was. It's not like he does this stuff. So he hasn't communicated with me one iota. So I guess this guy
thinks. I think before you unfriend him, maybe you should share the fact that he is has been irresponsible and disrespected people of the alternative media, because you're my friend, and I'm going to tell you right now, I wouldn't ask him on my program either if he pulls this kind of nonsense.
Well, hey, look, I mean, I asked a friend of mine, and I'm not going to mention her name right now because I don't want to mix her into the middle of this, but she's a very good friend of mine. She's been on board this program many times. She has sent me many guests, and every time I call her, and I say, hey, I need a guest for this or I need a guest for that. I need somebody this. Do you know anybody? Yeah, I know somebody. She sends me the guest, and we have communication, and we never have any problem. Well, over the weekend, she was having lunch with this guy in New York. And I said, well, is this guy coming on or what? What does he want? And I said, I said, I've got Monday through Thursday. What day does he want? And I heard him over the phone say Monday. I says, okay. She says he wants to come on Monday. So I wrote him down on Monday, and I tried communicating with him, and I know he's seen that he was supposed to come on because he shared the show. He shared it with all of his friends.
Do you think an emergency may have appeared?
No, because he has never given me one ounce of communication before I had the phone call over the weekend. I was asking him, do you want to come on? When you can come on? I gave him the dates. I gave him the times. I gave him the phone number. And he wouldn't respond to me. He refused to respond to me. And finally, she called me, on the weekend and said, well, you know, William wants to come on. And I said, okay, well, whatever. So it's not like he didn't know. And it's not like if something was an emergency, I would have been able to find out. I mean, I think this guy just thinks that he's Mr. Special Man. But yeah, that's BS, man. I'm sorry.
Especially in the world we live in today with communication, it's so easy to text message somebody. It's just like you and I when you came on my program. We were having communication difficulties, but we made it happen and we communicated even when it came down to the last minute, you know? So
hey, look, my topic tonight was, and she told me, because I asked her, I said, hey, look, I said, I want to do a show on the delegate process, how the delegate process works, how delegates are selected. I said, most people don't know. I said, I don't know, and I want to learn, and I do. I genuinely want to know the information. I want to know. Most people, we really don't know because we've never had to deal with this before. And she says, well, I've got an expert. He's the top dog. I was confirmed that he is the top dog when it comes to delegates. He knows everything about delegates. Well, he may know things about delegates, but he obviously doesn't know anything about time or respect.
You're absolutely correct. And you know what, Cap? This is interesting. You're absolutely correct because all this talk now about delegates where we may be going to a brokered convention, we need to learn about this. So we need to reach out to some people that so they can explain this to us. And that's a good show idea. I'm going to reach out too. And if you could find somebody, you know, I'd be your co-host or you could be mine. We need to try to find somebody where we can put a show together and with somebody who's going to show up.
Well, you know what? The reason this is an important show, it's an important topic because most people don't know about it. And that's why I asked her. She says, oh, yeah, I got the guy, man. He knows everything about it. He knows it all. And I said, okay, this is great. But I've yet to get any kind of communication from the guy. And then today, I mean, I assumed that he was coming on. And what I did was I posted the show and I tagged him in it. Well, he shared the show to all of his friends. So maybe all of his friends are listening, but we don't know where he is. But, I mean,
yeah,
you got to be able
yeah.
to communicate with somebody. But, I mean, this is an important topic, especially now that we see Ted Cruz bite. Did you see that video where he's, say, you know, handing over the cash to that guy, one of the delegates?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's actually buying the presidency, or the nomination. He's actually purchasing it.
I know.
What the hell's wrong with Americans? What the hell's wrong with you, America? Your votes don't count. That's what they're telling you.
I mean, this guy's going to sit here and tell me how he's so constitutional and he's so family orientated and he's so conservative and so this and so that. Well, if you're so family orientated, why is your name all over the D.C. Madam list? If you're so Mr. Conservative, why are you buying delegates and buddying up to the establishment, the very establishment that you claim that you're against? This guy, I'm sorry, but he's a fraud, man. I mean, he is.
Ted Cruz, well, we know Ted Cruz. Listen, I found this out about Ted Cruz. A lot of people in the beginning were like, Ted Cruz is not a part of the establishment. He supports the Constitution. Listen, the lid has been uncovered. The rabbit hole we've searched. He is a part of the establishment. He's a phony baloney. And Trump is right. Lying Ted. That's what he is. Lying Ted.
Well, you know, I mean, at first, I mean, I never really was a big, you know, Ted Cruz fan, but I did like him as a senator, not as a president. And, you know, yeah, he gave a lot of speeches, and I think he did one filibuster one time where he stood up there for 12 hours, which, okay, enough of the filibusters already, please. Okay, filibusters, okay, that only works in the movies with Jimmy Stewart. Okay, it doesn't work in reality. So
that's
so
true.
You know what I mean? I mean, it really don't. It really doesn't. It's ridiculous. But anyway, I thought, okay, well, you know, this guy's not a bad senator. But he's going to stand up against the establishment, which we need more of those people in our Senate. We need more of them in our House of Representatives. We need more of them in our citizenry is where we need them. But
that's right.
You know, as a president, I never really gave him a whole lot of no, never mind. And I just was watching the process, you know, standing back, not making any, you know, hasty decisions on who I was going to choose at first. And then, I mean, the more I learn about this guy, I mean, it's one sleazy thing after another. See, here's the difference between Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. Donald Trump is out there campaigning to earn my vote. Ted Cruz is out there telling me to vote for him. Oh, because you just told me? That means I'm supposed to vote for you? Well, Donald Trump is out there selling me on why I should vote for him. And you're just telling me to vote for you. Well, that doesn't work, Ted. That doesn't work with me.
That's right.
You don't tell me who the hell to vote for. I tell me who to vote for. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's right. So true. So true. I just, you know, I don't understand. Remember I asked you about the superdelegate also process? I said I never heard of it. And really, I'd like to learn about it. I mean, what are these? These are just people that can be bought off to sway the president? Or are they an incumbent type of insurance policy where the incumbent can, you know, sway the election process? That's what I heard also.
Well, here's – now, I did some more reading today before the show because I knew I was going to have, you know, a guest on here who was supposed to be the, you know, the expert. So I said, okay – I don't want to, you know, show up, you know, being just completely stupid. I said, you know, I've got to do my homework. So I got online. I started doing some homework. Well, I started doing some homework, and the more homework I did, the more confused I got. And I said, I mean, I have just – I mean, my brain is just about to explode. Now, as far as the superdelegates go, I – this is how I think this. This is my reasoning for superdelegates, and I think I'm pretty close to it, but I mean I don't know. But I think the superdelegates are there so that the party elite can override the people and pick and choose who they want as the nominee versus the people. And if you look at the Democrat. Which is more, it's actually more more exaggerated in the Democratic Party than it is in the Republican Party because remember in 2008 when Obama was running with Hillary Clinton, that's when we first heard the superdelegates. Well, Obama was winning superdelegates. He was winning bunches of them. Well, you look at the Democratic Party this year, Bernie Sanders is beating Hillary Clinton on every election, but Hillary Clinton is winning all the superdelegates, which have more weight than the regular delegates. And I still don't really understand why, but and the reason other than I think that the party wants their opportunity to pick and choose who they want rather than the American people. And that's what this election is over. I know Ted Cruz wants to tell us that this election is over jobs and security and family. I mean, you can't be any more out of touch with the American people, Mr. Cruz. This election is about the American people are sick and tired of having their voice taken away from them and give them to somebody else. The American people wants their voice back. That's what this election is about. It's not about security and jobs. That's always part of it. I mean, come on. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
so true.
I mean, but yeah, no, I mean, I started doing some more reading. Now, listen to this. Okay, I mean, they have got, I mean, just so much. They've got an advisory primary. They've got a winner-take-all primary. They've got a winner-take-most primary. They've got a promotional primary. They've got a bonus primary. They've got a loophole primary, a caucus primary. Well, it's not a primary, it's a caucus convention. I mean, there's so much stuff, and I did so much reading, and I was drunk. I said, my brain is just fried. I mean, none of this stuff makes any sense. I mean, I don't understand it. I was hoping that, you know, our guests would show up and explain it to us because I was really pumped. I really wanted to learn tonight. I was hoping I would get myself educated tonight.
That's why one of the reasons why I was here. This was an interesting topic, you know, and then I heard you yelling and everything. I go, oh boy, what happened? You know.
But I mean, that's just rude, though. I mean, you don't do that, and you know, you got to communicate with people. I mean, you don't just show up whenever you want to show up, and the world does not revolve around you. The world does not.
So true.
The world does not revolve around one single person. And look, I'm from the theater. And let me tell you something about actors. Every damn one of them thinks that the entire theater was invented for them. And I've never once had that attitude. I've never had that attitude. I refuse to have that attitude. I know I'm a different actor. I'm a different breed. I'm a different animal. I'm not human. I don't know what the hell I am, but I'm not a human being. I just don't think that way. I just don't. I mean, you know, I have respect for people. If somebody asks me a question, I give them an answer. Somebody needs some information, I give it to them. I have communication with people. I mean, it's that simple. You know what I mean? I mean, look, how many times we've communicated before. Have we ever had any problems? No, because we have respect not only for each other, but we have respect for ourselves. Obviously, this guy doesn't have any respect for himself, because if he did, he'd have respect for me.
So true.
You know, I started reading this stuff, and I've got several sites even right here. I'm looking at them. And I wanted to come prepared tonight and, you know, actually really learn. I thought I was going to be in, a college-like lecture. I thought
and
I was going
to get my... And this guest still has not yet to check in or send you a message, right, saying, oh, I'm running late or anything like that.
Nothing. I'm looking at Facebook. Wow. I got Facebook open. I got this. He said nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Wow.
Well, I mean, whatever, but... In any event, we do have some elections coming up tomorrow. We've got Connecticut, we've got Delaware, we've got Maryland, we've got Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. Now, that's a big block.
Well, tell me, Cap, let me ask you this, Cap. Are you able to call out on your show? Why don't we call some people in Connecticut and ask them who they're going to vote for?
I asked him several times what his phone number is so I know what it is in my queue instead of somebody else, and I've yet to get that from him. So I don't even have his phone number.
Oh, my. Well, I'm just saying what I'm saying is why don't we do, if we can, not even tonight, we could do it maybe in the future, do our own poll. Poll some people, I say maybe 20 callers. Who are you voting for, blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Like you see the Gallup poll, you see these other polls. Why don't we have our own online poll and see who would win tomorrow? Do you think that's a good idea?
I'm okay with that. If you've got any phone numbers, hey, you know, we can call out.
Well, I don't see any problem with that at all. I mean, I can shout out a bunch of numbers to you because I know Connecticut numbers, and I got a list of them right here in front of me.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. Can you get on Facebook so that we don't give out the phone numbers because we might be crossing?
That's a good idea, actually. And then this way here, hey, we could do our own little mock election, you know?
Right. I just don't want to cross any – personal confidential kind of line.
Well, I don't like to give out people's because that's not fair. Because we could be violating individuals' personal privacy, and I I'm glad you mentioned that. Actually, I didn't even think of that, and I would have later said, "Oh, why did I think of that?"
No,
you know,
no, you can send me the numbers on Facebook, and I can just dial them in. We don't have to repeat them over the air.
There you go. There you go. You're absolutely correct. I'm going to send you one right now. And, hey, you're the host, so I'll send you one, then I'll send you another, see what happens. Did you get it?
I think so.
That's a Connecticut number.
Okay.
And why not? We'll do our own mock election, and I'll send you another one so you're ready for the next one. How's that?
All right. Now, I've never really done this before, so this is going to be kind of interesting.
Hey, I know. I thought it'd be fun, you know?
Hey, that's fine. All right, okay, I'm going to write this number down here. Let me get in over here. And now, these people are in Connecticut?
Oh, those are Connecticut numbers. Yes, they are. The area, we could say the area code. Area code 203 is a Connecticut area code.
Okay. All right, let's try this. Now, do we know the name? I mean, how?
The names are, we can't get their names. But these are Connecticut numbers, and they are on the internet. Whether or not they're registered voters or not, I'm not sure, because you have to pay big bucks to get that list, and I haven't done that. So, but these numbers do come off, they are coming off the internet. These are Connecticut numbers. And, hey, if they're not, if they want to hang up on you, hey, it's up to you. But that's your show, brother.
All right, we're dialing now. We'll find out.
All right.
This is the office of Marianne Mead and Associates.
We got one.
Is not available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone. Press the pound key to end recording.
All right. I'm trying to end this
We
recording.
May get that. Our listeners need to really have patience because this is just coming straight from the internet, you know? We're like a telemarketer right now.
I'm trying to end this call, and these people are probably, it's probably on their answering machine, and I'm trying to end this call here. And so I apologize, whoever we got. I think I ended it. All right. Let me get back on here. Let's see if we find another number. Okay. Let me write this one down.
I'll give you five at first to see how we do.
Okay, I'm going to write these numbers down here so I have them on the ready.
Yeah.
And we're just doing a simple on-the-air poll. Who they're going to vote for.
That's right.
All right, let's try this one here. Let's see.
There's the first five. Let's see how we do. What the heck? We got time to kill.
Okay, let's dial.
I'll let you do the talk. Nope.
We got a
hang it up, Cap.
Shut up.
3 to go. Let's see. We're
shut up. Oh, hey, I pissed.
We got a fax number. That was a fax number.
Stop. Already. You stupid All right. machine. All right. Oh my God. Stop it. Cancel when it's not working. Oh my God. You're killing me. Oh, this is great.
Oh, you're
All
on
right.
Skype. That's right. I forgot you're on Skype. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, you're on Skype. I forgot. Oh, my.
Yeah, but I mean, I pushed cancel 50 times. I clicked the X. I mean, it should have.
What about in the left-hand corner if the number comes up? You push the X? All right, obviously it hung up. Okay. Hopefully we don't get another fax machine. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, wait a minute. I see how to.
Yeah, if the number pops up, if the number pops up on the left-hand corner of your screen, if you just press X, it'll hang it up right away.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I just did that. I just noticed that. I thought that they were just regular callers wanting to call in and listening. So, okay, well, that's we got two down. Okay, now I know how to operate. I've never done this before, so.
Yeah, this is good. It's good. Hey, this is how I call people. So, that, you know, and you got to hang up. You just hit that X and it hangs them up right away, you know.
Oh, all right, so this is a learning experience for me before. I've never had to do this before because I've always had guests call me. I've never had to call But,
and while you're doing this, I'm going to see if I can look up registered voters.
We got something.
Maybe. We might, maybe they're not home, these people. We're getting closer, maybe.
Maybe they're out voting.
Thank you for calling Ryan Associates. Our office
No,
hours.
Hang up. We got a business.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Well, we got one more here. Now we've
no, you
already
got two more, I believe.
Do we? Okay, well, I'll have to get back on your Facebook thing here. So let's
try
this.
I gave you five. Remember, this is on a spur-of-the-moment thing, so.
All right. But I wanted to check the last number. Okay. It looked like a 7, but it's actually a 2. So let me write the other one down. This is actually kind of fun. I mean,
I like it.
This is actually kind of fun. You know, I'm going to have to actually do this, especially with people who piss me off, like politicians and stuff.
There you go.
Absolutely. But unfortunately, I go on at 8 o'clock, And
I know.
Yeah.
That means you need to get West Coast numbers. You need to get West Coast.
Yeah, but at 5 o'clock, they're all, you know, they're all heading to the bar this time. So. All right.
I'm looking up some numbers right now, actually. So hopefully we can get some live person on here. That'd be nice.
That would be.
Hello, hello. Hello, Clarice.
Hello. Please leave a message after the...
Okay, hang on. Another dud.
Another dud. All right. Now, this is the fifth one's the charm here. Come
on
now.
Let's hope, Cap. Let's hope, for goodness sake.
Come on. Give me something good. Daddy needs a new pair of shoes here. Come on. Give me something good here. Give me something juicy. Come on.
I'm trying to get some numbers for you. Oh, Lord. We may be out of luck. Hang on, I'm trying to search for some more numbers here. See, these are all landline numbers, too.
Landline? Oh, I didn't even think they still had landlines, and I can't even hang up.
Oh, boy.
I got no X, I got no nothing. All right. Shut up.
Hang them up, Cap.
I'm trying. Pushing cancel, I'm pushing out. Oh, there we go. We got an X.
No,
okay.
Just hit the X. That's all you got to do. Always remember that.
I know, but the X wasn't showing up. It was blank. There was no X. So.
Wow. Well, yeah. I mean, I'll try to get us a couple more here if you got time. I mean, it's just this spur of the moment, and it's kind of hard, you know, because the internet is so bamboozled, you know?
I do know that we do have a lot of guests listening in the chat room, and I'm taking it that they're actually from you. So if there's a guest out there that's listening that understands how the delegates work, how this whole process works, if you've got a question, you've got a comment that you want to bring out, bring it up, because the whole show, again, I was supposed to have the number one expert on delegates on the show tonight, but he never showed up. He never gave any communication whatsoever. So we were supposed to actually learn a lot of stuff tonight, but, you know, he's AWOL. So if there is somebody, you know, in the chat room that you want to comment, you want to bring something to the table, you want to bring a question, hey, I mean, maybe me or Joseph might know the answer. Maybe we won't, but at least we can discuss it, because sometimes we can actually figure out the answer to a question if we just sit down and discuss it. Sometimes you may not need to have the answer spoon fed to you. Sometimes it just takes a conversation. You know what I mean? I mean, sometimes you can figure out problems on your own if you just talk about it. You talk it out, and, you know, you start to think. So if there's somebody out there that has something that they'd like to bring to the table tonight, the phone number is 646-716-7978, and make sure you press the number one. That's it. So, but
most of them I've asked to come on. I sent you another number, another Connecticut number. It's a Hartford area number. Yeah, but they wanted to learn about this process too.
Right.
And so they're kind of peeved. I got a couple of messages saying, well, I guess this guest didn't show up. I was like, well, just, you know, continue listening. I asked about 5 people actually to tune on. I don't know how many people you got in your guest, but,
well, you know what, I appreciate that. And, you know, I've never had this happen before. But this guy had better have himself one hell of a damn good excuse. That's all I'm going to say.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Well,
it really is.
Well, I'm not really embarrassed as I am upset, because, one, I wanted to learn, and so did my audience, because I knew of a lot of other people that was messaging me today saying, thank you for doing this show. I want to learn. I want to learn. I want to learn. There were a lot of people, and there's a lot of people that were actually listening, but they're not listening anymore because the guy never showed up. So I'm not embarrassed. I'm pissed off. That's what I am. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, you can't communicate with. I mean, I don't know. I don't understand what this guy's problem is. Jerk.
Yeah.
I
agree.
So, all right, let's try this other number here.
I got you another one here. I'm going to get you another one that I know where someone will answer. I'm looking it up now. So if you want to try those couple real quick, and I'm going to get you a number where I know someone will answer.
Try this one. And we're just going to go the full, just the 1 hour tonight, because we're not going to sit here and talk about it.
Yeah, good idea, good idea. And I got you another number right now. I'm going to send it to you. This number I know they will answer because it's a business, and I know they're open. And the owner is actually pretty cool. I know who they are. I'm sending it to you right now. There it goes. In area code 203. I know they'll answer. See, I can prepare a list of numbers for you, CSA. I can prepare a list of numbers for you, Cap, if we want to do this in the future when you don't have any guests, where we know I know people will answer. You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? I mean, I can turn this show on tomorrow at a different time. We'll have to talk about it, but, I mean, tomorrow's a big primary day. But if we do the show at 8 p.m., everybody – well, I guess it would work. We could do the show because most people have already voted by that time.
But you could do it at 5 p.m. or 4 p.m. 4 p.m. is a good time because everyone's rushing to the polls at that time, right?
Yeah, but a lot of people are at work and you know what I mean? I mean, but here we got Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island. So they're all – East Coast times. So
I think we're going to have to wait till we get to the West Coast, really, to be honest with you, because
we do
4 p.m.
Well, no, if we could, we don't have to do who are you going to vote for. Who did you vote for?
Bingo. Bingo. There you go. There you go.
You know what I mean? I mean, yeah. Did you vote in the primary? Did you vote in your state's primary? Well, yes, I did. Okay,
well,
who did
you
vote
Cap,
for?
Cap, we need a live person because I don't want to feel like I failed here. And I sent you an area code 203.
Fail. No, you did not fail. No, no.
I sent you an area code 203. I bet if you call that number, you'll go ahead and get somebody live. I don't know if they'll hang up on you or not, but hey, that's up to you. Show me your radio talent. I'm putting you on the spot, Cap.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Well, let's try this one here. Okay. I mean, hey, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. What are you going to do? I mean, what are you going to do?
That's
what
right. It's the what last one I sent you. It's the last number I sent you. I know someone will answer. They have to. I would hope. Then again, they might not. What's today, Monday? Cap, I think I might be wasting your time. I'm not sure. Today's Monday. Try them.
We're not really wasting any time. We're having fun. It's okay.
Yeah,
it's all good,
true.
And it's all good.
Stella Pizza in Wallingford.
Good evening. My name is the Captain. I am a broadcaster for Blog Talk Radio. You're live on the air right now. Do I have your permission to be on the air?
Oh no, I'm not even the owner. You want to talk to the owner? Okay.
Okay, that's fine.
Just a minute.
We just want to ask.
Okay.
That's it.
The owner's name is Cindy.
Cindy?
Yes. But don't tell her you're talking to me. Just say Cindy. You visited her restaurant several times in the past, so you figured, you know.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Cindy?
Yes, it is. And who is this?
Okay, this is the Captain. I am a broadcaster for Blog Talk Radio. You're live on the air. We just want to know if we have your permission. We just want to ask you one simple question. If you had voted in your primary, or do you plan to vote in your primary in your state?
I am going to be voting when November comes.
Okay, so you're not going to vote in the primary at all, just in November?
Right.
Okay.
And allow her to plug her restaurant. Allow her to plug her restaurant, too.
Okay.
There's a lot of things going on. There's protesting all over Wallingford. So what are you guys going to do?
Are
you going to vote in the primary?
No, I can't vote. New York is already over, and...
Yes, they are.
And
so,
I'm in North Carolina, so North Carolina is already over. But we have visited your restaurant in the past, and we're a fan of your Italian food, so
tell
us about your restaurant real quick, because you are really great in Wallingford. You've given a good service, and we do appreciate your time. You're welcome.
Thank you. I've been here 29 wonderful years.
Wow.
And it's not getting easier. And I'm not getting younger.
But you still look good. You've always been a very pretty woman. We know that, because we've visited your restaurant in the past.
You have? Well, when are you coming back?
Oh, probably in the summer sometime, and I'll let you know that we called you live on the air on the radio. You'll know who this is when you meet me in person.
You got it. I would really like that. So who did you vote in the primary?
Donald Trump. You can't say
it over the air.
Yes, I can. Donald Trump.
Very good.
So you're a trumpet. I take it, right?
You know what? I am a Democratic. I was a Republican. I used to work in the Republican Party when I was like 12, 13. You remember, you used to go to houses and all, brochures, and I did that in my younger days. And then when I got married, my ex-mother-in-law made me change to Democratic. She gave me a hard time. So I changed to Democratic, but you know what? I vote for who I want to vote for.
That's me.
That's right.
That's me.
And guess what?
A very good. There's a strong-willed woman right here. Trust me.
And guess what? I am not voting. I'm not voting Democratic this year.
Well,
I didn't last year either.
I'm not voting Democrat, and I'm not voting Ted Cruz. So I guess that pretty much narrows it down.
Yeah, that does. Yes, 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 it does. And you're not going to vote. Oh, you don't vote for Malloy. He's a Connecticut. Sorry.
Yeah, no, we're out of state. I'm in North Carolina. The cap is in New York. We're just, like I said, we're doing a live program, and we're calling people tonight to ask them who they're going to support in the primary tomorrow, especially since Connecticut's voting tomorrow. So, but you're not going to vote. You're going to wait till November. But tell me, who do you hope is going to be there in November?
Well, I think Trump is the one with the biggest, you know. You know.
Yeah.
But you know what? He's got to chill it down a little. He's got to chill it down a little, right?
Well,
yeah.
You know, he's got to, you know what I mean?
Maybe
tell us what you want to do.
Maybe that's what the American people need. We need fire. We need somebody who falls on fire and not afraid to whip them out and show them and do something.
Yes.
Instead of always.
I thought you were going to say somebody with more, you know that B word?
Yeah.
That's the word. And that's what we need.
Yeah.
We need that. We need somebody that's not afraid to stand up for our country.
Right.
Hey, Cindy,
what
happened? What happened, Cindy? You used to not be open on Mondays years ago. What happened?
No, we were always open on Mondays. We were closed on Tuesdays.
Oh, Tuesdays. I'm sorry. It's been
Tuesdays.
Years since I've been to Connecticut. But,
say?
I don't want to tie up your phone line, because this is your business.
Okay.
Line, but we are so thankful for you. Just please tell people who are listening in Connecticut where they get the best Italian food in the state of Connecticut. Tell them.
You guys
please.
Are funny, too.
Well, no, give us the name of your restaurant, and how do the people who are listening, because people listen all over the United States, so plug your restaurant.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Stella Pizza.
Oh.
Stella Pizza.
Stella.
Stella Pizza. What's your address, Cindy?
Stella Pizza.
Okay, we'll find it.
Okay, in Wallingford.
There you go.
Now you know.
That's right. We know. Wallingford. Cindy, thanks so much. Hey, thanks so much for participating in this question tonight. Thank you so much. You're the best. You're the greatest.
Okay.
All
right.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Hey, that was a good call, Joe. That was a good call.
Hey. Okay. Cap, I promise you the best. I told you. Just give me a chance, you know?
We heard the vacuum going on in the back.
They're cleaning up probably for the night. You know, Cindy, that restaurant does serve the best Italian food And I'm a big Italian fan. That's why I said, well, let's pick Cindy. Plus, trust me, I'm originally from Connecticut. That's why this was like a perfect night. You said, hey, let's call, we're going to call some Connecticut numbers. And it worked out great. And
let's do this tomorrow night. We only got a couple of minutes. We're only going to do the first hour. I mean,
okay.
we could go on all night and talk about absolutely nothing, but what are we going to accomplish?
I understand.
You know what I mean? But tomorrow night, I think it might be good to call a bunch of people and do an exit poll. Find out who they voted for, because we've got we've got a lot of states and they're all East Coast.
That's right.
Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania. Now I'll tell you, Pennsylvania is going to be a state to watch. Trump is winning the voters, but Cruz is winning or buying the delegates.
How's he doing in Connecticut, Trump? How's he doing in Connecticut? I didn't catch that. I mean,
I'm trying to find out. I think he's doing not too bad. But Delaware and Maryland, I think that, they have a population of 22. So, I mean, but Indiana, now this is coming up on May 3rd. Now that is a primary. That's going to be a make or break primary right there is Indiana. And unfortunately, Cruz is buying a lot of those Indiana delegates. So we could be looking at some fire here. I mean, some fire.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Okay. So tell me about tomorrow night. What do you want to do? And I'll make sure I'm there.
Well, if you have numbers, I don't know anybody who lives in any of those states.
Find us some numbers. Hey, listen, all you got to do is look them up on the internet, actually. Find out registered voters who are willing to take polls. Type that into Google or exit poll numbers, and usually it'll give you something. It's a little mind-boggling because, listen, Cap, the internet is filled with scams and pop-up ads and all that other crap. We'll get some people to talk to. I'll get a few of my supporters maybe to call in from Connecticut. I have a huge following in Connecticut, and we'll get some people to check in tomorrow night and see how get some exit polls. What do you think?
I think this is a show, man. I think this is where it's at. Let's try this, and we'll see how it goes. Look, if we can do the full 2 hours, we'll do the full 2 hours. If we can only do an hour, then we only do an hour. But at least
I would put me down for the first hour. I can probably do two, but right now I'll promise you an hour, okay?
All right. Well, let's do that, and let's just have some fun and find out exactly where the American people are, over the air exit poll. So no, okay,
sounds
I'm
good.
In. I'm hey,
okay.
I'm excited now. I'm excited.
What
just
time? What time? Give me a time. Give me a time.
8 p.m. Let's just start at 8 p.m. Eastern, right on the money. Boom, boom, boom.
I'll be here. I'll be calling in 8 p.m., I promise.
Hey, Joseph, I really want to thank you for saving the show tonight. I was getting ready to just hang up because, I didn't know what the hell to talk about because I didn't know anything to talk about because I didn't have my guest and I wanted to learn. But, no, you called in. You saved the program, man. You are a show saver. Absolutely. Everybody give Joseph a big round of applause.
I appreciate that. Thanks. Hey, you got a message. Hey, Cap, you do have a message in the chat room.
I do?
Southern Sense Talk Radio, they want permission to come on to the Cap sometime in the future.
That's Annie. She knows she can come on board. She don't need no permission. She just jumps on board. You know that, Annie? Come on board.
That's very good. Very good. And she's listening. You know what we got going on tomorrow.
Yes, we do. But just to give, before we get out of here, and again, I had talked about the Radio Jihad Network earlier. Well, she's part of the Radio Jihad Network. She has her own Southern Sense Talk Radio. That's her own show. She also comes on during football to talk about, we have a sports show on this show on Friday night. So she's part of that. She's part of the crew. On Friday Night Sports Show. And NASCAR is getting teamed up, Annie. I'm telling you, that was a great race in Richmond. And I'm telling you, oh, my God, I can't wait till next week. I can't wait till next week. Kyle Busch and Carl Edwards, we are going to see, we're going to see some crashing and a bumping and a rubbing. We're going to see some old-time racing, man, and I can't wait. But, no, Annie's good. And Southern Sense Talk Radio, check her out. You also got to check out my guest here tonight, Joseph Gibson, his show on Blog Talk Radio, Radio Jihad Network. Look, folks, there's a lot of really good stuff on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, you're not going to find this stuff on regular network radio. You're not going to find it on network television. You're not going to find it anywhere but right here on Blog Talk Radio, because we are real Americans talking about real issues. And we're not even real Americans. We're real people, because we got people from Canada and England. Anybody who has a computer can get on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, look who we just talked to, Peter. Look who we just talked to, Cap. We talked to a live restaurant owner in Wallingford, Connecticut, you know?
Right. But we got real people talking about real issues, and that's where the real news is. The real news is not on television, and it's not on the radio. That's not where it is. It's where the real people are, and we are the real people. So, Joseph, thank you very much. I want to thank all the guests that you brought on board here tonight, all of your guests. I want to thank Annie for climbing on board. And I want to thank all those that are going to listen in archive. We have a lot of people that do listen in archive, so I really want to thank you for listening. You are making this show good, so thank you very much. And Joseph, again, very much kudos, big round of applause. Thank you for saving the show here tonight. And my guest, unless he has an absolute really good excuse, he is going to get his entire ass handed to him. I am not going to put up with that. That is not going to happen. Not really.
I hope so, Cap.
So, No. You don't do that. You don't be rude. You don't do that. No. Wrong answer. Wrong way to go. So, in any event, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you back here tomorrow night with Joseph Gibson, and we're going to do live exit polling on the East Coast. I can't wait. I'm ready to go right now, Joseph. So, we'll see everybody back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.